Lloyd Shepherd Smith is searching for treasure on the streets of West Oakland. He's sorting through every recycling bin he sees for glass, metal, and plastic that he can trade in for money.
You can actually determine if it's some recycle in the bin. It's bottles in here, see? Something to do with some glass.
But other than that, he's not finding much at all. Just a bunch of old plastic bags, cardboard, and wrinkled strips of paper.
Yeah, that's a waste of time, Rick, yeah. I hate this part. Good God. Too many strikes. Strike out.
The bad economy makes it difficult for Floyd to fill his shopping cart. Just a year ago, people put their recycling on the curb without a second thought. But now, many of these people are trading it in for extra cash. Jay Annis should know. He's the owner of Alliance Metals in West Oakland, a facility that caters to individual recyclers like Floyd.
We probably have seen 15 to 20% increase in customers. We're seeing a lot more people coming by on their way to work in the morning, dropping off loads of cans.
Oakland resident Betty Key is one of those people who recycles for some extra pocket money. On a Saturday morning, she's at Alliance Metals with dozens of others sorting their finds into yellow, green, and gray garbage cans. The combined noise of metal and glass hitting the bottom of the cans creates a cacophony, but Betty is calm.
It's soothing. It's very soothing to me. You know, some people knit, some people crochet, some people paint. I recycle.
But the bulk of recyclers who come to Alliance Metals use the money they make as their primary source of income. Jay Annist.
These people are not employable in the general society. They don't have the skills, they don't have the training, most of them have never been employed. And so this is all they know, this is all they have. And this is a job for them. It keeps them healthy, keeps them off the streets. We had one woman who came in every day with her baby, and she said this is how she supports her kid, this is how she supports herself. If it wasn't for this, she'd be performing oral sex on San Pablo Avenue for guys on their way home to Orinda. Really act as a safety net for this community in general.
Floyd also says that recycling has kept him out of trouble. He'd been in and out of prison for 18 years, but after being released over 2 years ago, he decided to change his ways.
Since then, I told myself from there that I'm never going back to prison. So since I've been out, I've been recycling.
This is a goal of mine for us. This basically supports us and helps us survive.
Jay Annist of Alliance Metals agrees.
The fact that they get out and they work 8 or 10 hours, they know their clever spots. They make deals with their friends who hold the stuff for them. They bring it in here, negotiate for the best price. They fill their cans with rocks and sand, trying to make more money. And then they walk away with a handful of money. They feel good about themselves. They have pride in work accomplished. This is the best therapy for people. They're busy. They're working.
But since January, it's been harder for those who recycle for a living to make as much as they had before. A new California state law has made it illegal for recycling businesses like Alliance Metals to pay more than $50 in cash for those without ID. Since many of the recyclers don't have checking accounts either, they'll have to go somewhere else or do something else to make up for the loss of income. And with just a shopping cart, an injured foot, and few prospects, Floyd faces tough times ahead.
You know, it burns you out, you get tired.
I'm Christine Wong for Northgate Radio.